On the Total Theater Tony Special, another critic weighing in on the season, and specifically on awards and awards ceremonies. He's Ed Rubin, and he's written about theater as well as arts and the fine arts for magazines that are both online and domestic, and a lot of international magazines too. But he does cover theater for New York Theater Wire, for TheaterScene.net, and he's also begun writing reviews for TotalTheater.com, which I'm very close to. He's a member of the Drama Desk, the Outer Critics Circle, and he's on the board of the American Theater Critics Association. He's Ed Rubin, and he's with us on the phone. Hi, Ed, and let me ask you, you attended this year's Outer Critics Circle Awards, and you watched the Drama Desk Awards online. What are your thoughts about those two ceremonies?
Well, I'd like to start it this way. First of all, I don't consider myself a theater critic. I consider myself a writer first. Audience, maybe a theater reviewer. I don't like the word critic. All the critics I know, most of them, are pretty awful people.
Okay.
Especially New York critics. At the end of the play, I turn to them and say, what did you think? I've never heard anybody unqualifiably like anything. They pull it apart, they bitch and moan. Here we have, this season, The Kinky Boots and Matilda.
Yeah.
They're nominated for 13 categories in Tony, Kinky Boots, Matilda 12, Pippin 10, Cinderella 9.
Mm-hmm.
And even then, the critics, the lesser critics, the Times raves and raves and raves. What was your question, David?
I love talking to Ed because it always goes like this. Well, no, what I was asking about is not yet the Tonys, but two of the other major awards in New York, the Outer Critics and the Drama Desk.
Right.
You saw the ceremonies. What? Yeah, so your thoughts.
I love to watch the awards. I don't really watch TV hardly at all, but I watch all the award shows because I consider myself, this is my job. I have to know what's happening, what's in, and what's out. I especially love watching the theater awards from the very beginning, and there are about 10 or 15 theater awards from the Drama League to the Outer Critics, from the Drama Desk, and I watch as the people accept their awards. I'm interested in how they dress, how they present themselves, their speeches. Do they change it from on and on and on and on?
Oh, interesting.
This year, the Drama Desk opened up with old Jews telling jokes. It was 20 minutes of the most boring thing, and I watched it with another critic, by the way, and we were appalled. It was just kind of awful. But the Outer Critics Circle I went to, and I went with a friend who was the first camera woman for national TV in the country.
Mm.
And she loved this. She's friends with all the actors. She knows that she loves to schmooze and everything. And I was watching, and I'm saying to myself, they had faces then. I kept thinking of Gloria Swanson and Sunset. They had faces then. It was filled the room with really a lot of nothings, low quality people who everyone is touting. For instance,
yeah,
Nathan Lane. He's a darling from New York critics. They kind of love him, although it's interesting that he did not win the Drama Desk for Best Actor, rightfully so, and I was kind of surprised because very often they give the award to the wrong person. Tracy Letts won for Best Actor. He probably, hopefully, will win the Tony.
Okay.
Nathan Lane was there. He gave 2 minutes of something he thought was funny, and then he was serious. His voice always drove me crazy.
You realize you're in the minority on this, Ed, that most people, myself included, think of Nathan Lane as one of the premier comic actors in theater of our time.
What upsets me about Nathan Lane, and I saw him from the very beginning, it's the same with Harvey Fierstein. When Harvey Fierstein started out at La Mama, he had wonderful plays that were touching and moving. Then someone said, we're going to package him, and they put all three plays together with Torch Song Trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew then that he was going to be the great white gay hope. His voice also drives me crazy. But they're very important for the theater. And sometimes I feel, for instance, Kinky Boots was dreadful, and so was Matilda. And they're making very big money. They're selling out. The powers that be behind that, they're going to travel this around the country. So it's going to win a lot of awards. That's what it's interesting. These
well,
are commercial.
Can I ask you, Ed, let me ask you, let me qualify your statement, because I've heard up and down on Matilda, because there are people who hate Matilda, as you do. Why do you find those two musicals dreadful?
Well, first of all, I'm not fond of kids unless they reach puberty. So they have all these... Annie was awful, too. Annie
Oh, my God. Yeah, okay.
Kinky Boots was Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. What annoys me is they have these things, like anybody in, who gets a dress gets a Tony Award. So they have this guy, Billy Porter, his name is. He won out of critics. He won Drama Desk. He may win the Tony. He's okay. I didn't think it was anything special. The only plays this year that drove me crazy and I loved immensely was Pippin. It blew me out of my seat. I was quite shocked. I remember seeing it vaguely a million years ago with Ben Vereen, and all I remember about it was there was a black man. Here they have a black woman. But Diane Paulus won all of the awards for Outer Critics, all of the awards for Drama Desk, and she's going to win the Tonys.
And it sounds like you'll be very happy about that.
I will be very happy. But there have been some really stinkers, like The Orphans, Alec Baldwin, who can't act. He may be good on TV, but he can't act. Let's take a play I love this year. I'm in a minority here. Nobody loves it. None of the critics. Everybody made a face when I said I loved it. Jekyll and Hyde.
Huh.
It was marvelous. I loved it the first time. It's like an opera. It was very dramatic, over the top. The New York Times critic did say that this production had two wonderful voices. But it wasn't nominated for anything. Then you have Hands on a Hard Body. The worst thing I've seen in it forever.
Oh, my God.
It was just awful. It's nominated for Tonys, not in any categories that mean anything.
No, I'm not sure, quite sure about that. I think it might have gotten a best
score. Well, it's nominated for Best Original Score.
Yeah.
It's so boring, I could die.
Okay. Well, it died a pretty quick death. I mean, they couldn't drum up audiences to see it. But a lot of the critics I'm talking to have nice things to say about it and were kind of disappointed it didn't run longer. You're not one of them.
Not one critic that I know. And the night I saw it, and this sounds terrible, I said, I hope it closes. Then I felt really guilty because I love actors and they should be working under, you know, how difficult it is to get a job. I felt really bad about it. But I thought, I don't know where the people get the money to pay.
Oh, well, yeah. That's a whole other thing. I mean, if it's $125 for a half-decent theater ticket on Broadway, who is going? And how often are they going if it is someone who's not in the theater world or people that we know in our circle?
Now, What's Her Face is nominated for swinging...
What?
She's very athletic. She was at the...
Oh, Andrea Martin in...
Andrea, yeah. She was wonderful. She's 67 years old. Her body's in great shape. And they have her hanging by a hair in the play, Pippin. And she'll probably win the award for this. Last year, this woman won because she hung from a chandelier. It's very, very predictable. I sat watching all the awards. All the speeches sounded the same. Thank God no one looked up at the ceiling and said, thank God. I want to thank God for winning this. The most wonderful thing at the Outer Critics was Cecily Tyson, who's 82.
You have the exact age on that, because a lot of the critics have been kind of speculating. It's been said she's 79, she's 89, she's 112. You're saying she's 82.
I read 88, but then I looked up today, because someone said no, on Wikipedia, and she was born in 1933.
Okay.
And she's going to win the Tony. I can't see anybody else winning the Tony. She has three things going for her. One, she hasn't been on the stage in 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
Two, she's black. And a lot of people get very weepy and liberal. And she turned an amazing performance.
Oh, well, it should be 3-2-1, man. That should be number one. But, yeah, okay.
Well, I was going backwards. You know, it's the Greek in me.
Gotcha. Well, I don't even want to. You know, of all the people that I'll be talking to or have talked to on this show, you are certainly... Ed Rubin, the most outspoken. So if people want to read Ed Rubin, and I suggest you do, catch him on NewYorkTheaterWire.com, TheaterScene.net, also, of course, writing reviews for TotalTheater.com and a bunch of other places. Ed Rubin, give me one last thing.
I've got to say one thing.
Sure, what?
Best performance of an actress, a featured role, should be Victoria Clark in Cinderella. I did want to say that Broadway is filled with 10 blondes that all look the same.
Okay.
You know, and sound the same. It's all interchangeable. As I told the person I was with last night, she said, well, don't you love these people? Isn't it interested? Don't you want to talk to these people? And I said, most of the people that I would be interested in talking to are dead, which is true.
Well, that's actually a shame. Because if you can't find special people, even among a lot of the wonderful people, you know, and I think a lot of them are wonderful who are nominated.
I'm sure that you could tell me who is wonderful, and I would believe you. By the way, David Byrne from Here Lies Love won several awards from the Public Theater, which is a marvelous play.
Uh-huh.
But you had to stand 90 minutes. I didn't mind, but a lot of critics complained that they had to stand during the play because there's lots of scenery that's being shifted around and you had to follow the scenery on the floor. They were platforms, but it was marvelous about the rise and fall of the Imelda markers. So I think that was one of my highlights of this year in general, that and Pippin, which is terribly commercial, but wonderful.
It's been a wonderful highlight of this Total Theater Tony Show to be talking to Ed Rubin. Ed, thank you so much for your thoughts and your passion. It's really great having you on the show.
The honor is mine, David. Thank you so much.